A 4-1 final here tonight for the White Court Wolverines as they eliminate the Fort McMurray Oil Barons in six games here in the first round of the AJHL playoffs. This is your post-game show. Taylor Pope, Ben Madigan, head coach Gord Thibodeau joins us. And Gord, you guys certainly threw everything you had at the White Court Wolverines. You forced a game six after being down 3-0. You had a lot of chances tonight, but Vincent Duplessis made some unbelievable saves at the other end of the ice. But just how do you sit back and now reflect on the series and what you guys accomplished here this season?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I'm proud of the kids. I thought they worked hard. It's been an amazing 7-week journey, and you know what? They gave everything they could. We looked like we were out of gas tonight a little bit. You could tell early in the first period we had trouble corralling passes, making small, you know, short 5-foot passes, and it's usually a sign of fatigue and nerves. You know, once we got through the nerves, I thought we came back and, you know, started to push a little bit, but just didn't have the legs tonight. And, you know, we had some point-blank opportunities, as you said, and their goalie stopped them or we missed them. You know, and that's the difference between a veteran team and a younger team. Some of those chances, you know, they finished around the cage, and we had, certainly had a couple great ones. And, you know, we didn't finish them, but that's kind of the story of the last 7 weeks, really.
Gord, looking back on this team, I don't think it'll go down as one of the most skilled teams the Oil Barons ever put on the ice, but a lot of heart, a lot of determination. They had a chance to quit when you were down 3-0 in the series, but the team came roaring back and really looked like they were playing for each other to keep the series season alive.
Yeah, you know, we just talked to them a little bit here after the game about that. They should be proud of that. I mean, part of restoring the pride we want back in the organization is laying those foundation blocks, and that's definitely a foundation block. Them not quitting and scrapping and finding a way to get themselves to game six and giving themselves a chance in the series. You know, for the guys that are coming back next year, you want them to go through that and understand what it takes come playoff times. And, you know, the kids get tired of you constantly harping on the fundamentals, but when it comes to playoffs, those fundamentals are key. Doing things right each and every night and each and every shift. And if we got that through to them, then I'd consider it a success because we're going to build on that for next year.
Gord, obviously there'll be a lot of tough decisions for the coaching staff heading into this offseason, but certainly from what you've seen over the 7 weeks that you've been with the club, is there a lot of promise and a lot of potential with this group moving forward?
Yeah, there's definitely some promise and potential. We have the mix of the team has to change. We've got to get quicker. We've got to get more skilled. We've got to get more in-your-face hockey. That's the style we want to play here. So we've got some bodies that are capable of doing that. We have others that maybe aren't a fit for that style of game. So, you know, the first thing we have to do is, you know, we kind of, you know, you do the funeral of burial here for this year's team in terms of thanking everybody and making sure that they know how much we appreciate their effort. And then now, starting tomorrow, you know, you get on the phone and you start to make the recruiting calls, and you know, we really have to get after it to make sure that that we build the type of team that can sustain in a long playoff run. Like I said, I thought we ran out of gas tonight, but full credit to the boys for giving everything they had.
Gord, a rare Monday night game here at the Casman, but a great turnout, a very loud, very supportive crowd, and maybe just touch on how important it is to have that support from a community that owns and supports this team.
Well, that's the biggest part of our franchise, is that support from the community, and very pleased to see the turnout tonight and how positive they were. I told our guys, if we can give them any reason, they're going to jump out of the building here, and we started to give them some hope there, you know, in the second with that goal, and then in the third period, but it was great to see. I know the boys really appreciated it. And, you know, like anything else, the fans here are used to winning hockey, and we want to make sure that we, you know, that we do our work and due diligence so that when we get here next year, we're going to see a lot of winning. And that's, you know, kind of what we want to do in partnership with this community, is make sure that we get ourselves back to where we should be, and that's at the top.
Gord, when you first came in, we talked about how it's almost a tryout for these guys with a new coach coming in so late in the year and trying to showcase what they could do and if they're going to be a piece of this puzzle moving forward. Some guys obviously took that opportunity and ran with it, and I think one of those was Ethan Jeremnik. You rewarded him. He came out tonight in warm-up with an A on his jersey. Just what was the decision there, and just what does that mean for an 18-year-old to showcase that he's a part of this leadership group?
Well, I mean, you know what? Ethan has been outstanding since I've been here. I don't know what transpired prior, but I can't say enough good things about, you know, the way he's kind of enveloped developed his game into what we need, that physicality and, you know, going to the net hard and doing a lot of smart things penalty kill-wise, blocking shots. This is the type of player that we want. And today wearing a letter, that's probably not a fluke. I'm trying him out for next year. I'd love to have him wear a letter next year. And that's part of this leadership core. When you look at, you know, obviously we know that the Hodges and the Lambs and the Staffords have had great years, but there's also been a lot of growth with, you know, the Wallaces and the Zingers and Jaminik and, you know, Harding and some of those guys. And you want to reward them. You want them to understand that they're going to be a big part of this moving forward.
Gord, I know that it's a tough way to end the season, obviously not the way that you wanted to, but you mentioned the recruiting starts right away for the players. The off-season preparation, I'm sure, will start right away. And one of the things I mentioned to Taylor at the end of the game there off mic was there should be a lot to be excited about for next season.
Yeah, you know what? I'm excited, to be honest. I really like the direction we're heading in. You have to remember that, you know, whatever the number of players we have returning, whether it's, you know, 12, whether it's 8, whether it's 15, you know, those decisions get made through the summer, and some of those aren't hockey related, they're card related and age related. So we'll make those decisions, but the core group coming back, I feel really good about. Our leadership group is extremely strong, and that's, you know, that's the foundation for building a champion. And we have to do our work. I've got to do my work. I've got to be a better coach next year to make sure that that growth continues, but that's what I plan on trying to do. And like I said, I do feel very positive about the direction we're headed, and I want to get there sooner rather than later. So you know, I'll make sure that we're doing our work this summer.
Gord, I just wanted to say it's been an absolute pleasure working with you here over the last several weeks and coming into the fold. We appreciate you always taking the time to talk with us pre and post game and giving your insight on the team, and we really look forward to the offseason, what the team has in store, and working with you once again next year.
Well, I want to thank you guys for the support and the awesome job that you guys do. You're the voice of the Oil Barons, and a lot of parents, they may not know who you are, or, you know, on site, but they certainly know those voices, and that's important for our kids. So thank you guys.
Gord Thibodeau, the Fort McMurray Oil Barons. We'll wrap things up next year. Your post-game show continues.